Proper notes here. I would like to call to order the commission meeting for Wednesday, December 19th, 2012. Can we please confirm a quorum?
We have quorum.
We have a quorum. Great. Thank you. Okay. My first order of business under my chair's report is to present several resolutions, and I am delighted to do so. The first one I'm going to start with is Mr. Green, or Commissioner Green. And if Commissioner Green would please come to the podium.
Take a black jacket up here. He has one here.
Nice to know Commissioner Green was in San Mateo County last night. We certainly appreciate him being there, recognizing Rose for her years of service on the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors. Well, first off, Mark, we have a resolution for you here, and it's really commending you for your 2 years of dedicated service as the ABAG representative on the commission. And you have served with distinction, I might add, on the Ledge Committee, the Operations Committee, and the Planning Committee. And you really did help shepherd the continued development of Plan Bay Area, which is going to guide us with our transportation investments and land use policies to 2040. We look forward to seeing the results of those, I'm sure. I understand you served for 19 years as a mayor of Union City, as a president of ABAG's executive board, and as chair of the Alameda County Transportation Commission, the East Bay Economic Development Alliance, Alameda County Council of Mayors, the Alameda County Waste Management Authority. Oh, my goodness, you have been busy. And also, you were named, named in 2012 by the California Transportation Foundation as its elected official of the year. I did not know that. I just want to read this one whereas, because I think this really says it all. Whereas Mark consistently has demonstrated the political courage to avow his support for the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Los Angeles Lakers and to confess his propensity for exceeding the posted speed limit on Bay Area's extensive freeway network. And whereas Mark invariably can be counted on to enliven even the most torpid policy discussions with wry but salient commentary. His unceasing commitment to accessorizing traditional business attire with comfortable athletic footwear continually expands the boundaries of sartorial propriety. And be it resolved that all of us thank you, Mark, for your years of service here on the commission and to the ABAG, and we congratulate you on your buccaneering spirit that you brought to every project, and we wish you and your family many happy adventures in the future. And with this, Mark, I am delighted to present this to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, he absolutely has to say a couple words.
Do we get to vote on this?
Yeah. Let's see. Well, let's see. With Capo.
Oh. Oh. I'll move it.
Second.
Aye. Aye. Start the clock. Well, start the clock. Well, with Campos and Wiener here, I'm surprised it was unanimous vote, but thank you guys for it. I'll take the San Francisco votes. First of all, I want to thank Adrian for even predicting that I'll even be alive in 2040. That would take me to 87, so that's a great number to watch. And it may take ABAG that long and MTC that long to get the SCS put together. I was in San Mateo last night, Kevin, and I'm going to say this in case anybody wants some real entertainment on the fourth Friday of January. Probably show up at the San Mateo County Mayor's Conference because it'll probably take him 17 or 18 rounds to find the Kevin's replacement. Because I think they had a 6-5-3 vote or 6-5-2-2 vote or something like that, undecided. So was it that much problem when you got elected there?
It's pretty smooth.
Smooth, okay. Now it's all hell. Now, for the record, I'm going to say that I brought my 11 binders back because I know that the costs are rising at 390 Main, so I had to do my thing to share expenses. I think they said buccaneering in there somewhere. So I just want to say this. I enjoyed everything up here. I really enjoyed those brownies back there with the frosted sugar on top of them. And Ann, so you talk about sartorial splendors. Ann always leads the way there. I was just a silver medalist probably at best. And I'm sure the word torpid came in from McKenzie and Licardo. I would say this, next year, now I'm going to say it anyway, What you might want to do is consider having the turkey trot in a city which has a higher PCI, like Union City, so you wouldn't be traipsing all over and getting in trouble down there in Santa Clara County. But I enjoyed everything, even staff members. And I will say this. I know the staff, even the staff, because I did do my one humanitarian act here with staff about a month ago when I gave a unnamed person a ride back from the Santa Clara County Convention Center to the Union City BART station. It took me about 7 or 8 minutes to clean out the passenger well and the seat in my Trans Am so that she could get in. She finally said, "Am I going to rip anything if I sit in there?" And I assured her, neither the car nor anyone else will rip anything on you. So thank you. Have a great holiday season.
Right to the bitter end. Okay, now we would also like to do a resolution of appreciation for Commissioner Mullen on the occasion of his departure. I might as well get a motion before I get up there.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Come on up, Kevin. Kevin, I hope you heard that date that Mark mentioned. You might want to go there and see if they can smooth that transition. I'm counting on you. Well, Kevin, we want to commend you today for your 2 years of dedicated service here to MTC. But we know that you're leaving because of your recent election to the California State Legislature and that you garnered more than 71% of the vote in the race to represent the 22nd Assembly District. Again, smooth sailing. You head to Sacramento after 5 years of service as a member of the South San Francisco Council and also as mayor of that wonderful industrial city. You also have served as district director for then-State Senator Jackie Speier and also for two other assembly members in your past. You also have served here as the vice president of the Operations Committee, the Ledge Committee, the Planning Committee, and also your continued help in shepherding the Plan Bay Area. Kevin has consistently championed expansion of the Bay Area's passenger ferry network, including development of a new ferry terminal at Oyster Point in South San Francisco, and was there for the 2012 inauguration of ferry service between San Francisco and the East Bay. And I love this one in particular. There's two of them. First off, you energetically balance your public service with your role as president of KM2 Communications Multimedia Production and also hosted many Channel 26 TV programs. So we will probably see him either in Hollywood or on the news somewhere in his future when he decides to get out of the assembly where he can get paid more than they give him. It doesn't say that on here, though. And my favorite whereas, along with commission colleague Scott Weiner, Kevin has formed one of the twin towers of MTC.
All right.
They're after you today. I don't know. Anyway.
Ricardo, too.
Well, yeah. And, anyway, Kevin, we really thank you for your wonderful service here at MTC. Even though it was short-lived, we know that you will continue to help all of us here with our transportation issues as you move to the legislature. And his new title at the legislature is Assistant Pro Tem of the State Assembly.
Well, thank you so much. And please don't touch our ferry service. Those numbers are moving. Every day. Let me just briefly thank Chairwoman Tissier, my colleague from San Mateo County, for her mentorship over my brief tenure here on the commission. Of course, to Steve and the exemplary staff for your great work. Also, I just wanted to call out Randy Rentschler, who's been a guiding force for me and his staff as well, and I look forward to continuing that legislative relationship with this organization. And to my commission colleagues, I wish I was able to get to know you as individuals a little better over the last couple of years, but please know that you have a friend in Sacramento. And I should say, you know, this commission, I think, is excellent training ground for work in the legislature when it comes to resource allocation conversations. There's lots of north-south debates up there. When they announced the Los Angeles County delegation, half the room stood up. So I think service on the commission has given me a good sense of the transportation needs of this region, and I hope to be a strong voice in Sacramento in that regard. And also, to better understand really how transportation investments, infrastructure investments fit into that broader context of land use and how the state can be either a hindrance or a help, and hopefully a help going forward. So please know that you can call on me, and it's been a real joy and pleasure to work with each and every one of you. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Kevin. Okay, we're now moving to the appointment of new commissioners to committees. If you see this orange or yellow or whatever color this is, goldenrod, I have added Commissioner Kwan and Commissioner Brzezinski, and I have added them to the, as you'll see at the top, the full BATA, full commission, and full SAFE, and then they will be on the Friday committees. This is obviously potentially temporary because we will, on in the February meeting, when the new chair takes over, that's when people can, and prior to that, if any of you have things you'd like to have or different committees you would prefer to be on, that's the time to ask for your preferences. So with that, do I need to do is there a motion to approve these?
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
I don't have a question as well, Madam Chair.
I don't see the A-bag name there, and I would have at least thought there was an open box. So is the A-bag not made an appointment yet, or?
Oh, I know that our council
they have
cities
not.
Didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess just because it at least didn't show an open spot, I was wondering what was going on. But I'll move it.
Commissioners, we do have two vacancies for the two commissioners we just said goodbye to. And I think you heard that one of them's turned into a real contest. We hope to have both of those in January. But they're vacant until they're filled.
Okay. Well, I'll move it. I just wanted to ask them.
I'll second it. And then under discussion,
sure.
I'm not paranoid or anything like that, but just for the record, I do believe I'm the chair of the operations committee.
Uh-huh.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
So not anymore?
It was a coup.
Well,
there is no chair.
There's no chair.
Nothing should have changed. Nothing should have changed other than those two columns. What I did was I actually put these two in the same spots that Mark and Kevin were for the time being to give them committee assignments for January with the caveat that they'll be looking. So if you were chair and it was on our last...
It's a typo.
It must have been a typo because it's nothing... Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not regularly a paranoid person.
Can we be sure and check that? Nothing should have changed but those two individuals.
Absolutely. It's a typo. So and my apologies.
It's a typo. Don't be paranoid when you come back in January.
No. We're just sensitive souls, selected officials.
So the only
officials.
Motion is to do these things.
Well, you have to approve the whole thing.
So we have a motion, a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Set it on. Okay, and the appointment of an ad hoc nominating committee, I have asked Commissioner Dodd, Commissioner Spearing, and Commissioner Kinsey if they would be willing to serve as the ad hoc nominating committee, and they have agreed to, so I would ask for a motion to approve those appointments.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, thank you very much. You have your work cut out for you, and that's for the nomination of chair and vice chair. Okay, Policy Advisory Council Report, Egon Terplin. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Commissioners. Egon Terplin, Vice Chair of the MTC Policy Advisory Council. And on behalf of the Policy Advisory Council, I'd also like to extend our appreciation for the service of Commissioner Mullen and Commissioner Green. In our brief tenure as a new body, we had a little opportunity to interact with both of them and appreciated their contributions. And certainly for you, look forward to your continued support of Bay Area transportation issues as you move on to Sacramento. Certainly, we recognize that we're not not able to do a lot of these things independently as a region. During our meeting this particular month, we dealt with two issues and just a couple of updates. One of them was Clipper, and the other one was the public outreach plan for Plan Bay Area. Not two items directly in front of you, but just wanted to put a few concepts that we discussed in your head. In general, with Clipper, I think the overall notion is that it's going pretty well, but there's a lot of there are continual complaints about the inability to get new Clipper cards, both having to do with there not being in enough places, or the hours aren't particularly appropriate, or in some counties there might be a contract with Walgreens, but CVS is bigger in San Mateo County than Walgreens. And so the feedback we heard from the members of the Policy Advisory Council was that continued work on making it more available in schools and other places is important. There was also a minor VTA issue. Commissioner Liccardo, maybe for your ears about this, just the notion that someone who's unbanked, who doesn't have a credit card, who is buying individual passes on VTA, let's say they jump on the platform, get on a train, they don't have the ability to convert that into a day pass. So there's a couple little issues like that, kinks to work out, but in general, I think Clipper is a good experience. It hasn't resolved fare policy, but it certainly made it easier for a number of people to move around the region. On Plan Bay Area, we had a lively discussion about it, and I guess the sort of overall summary is we recognize that staff has made tremendous concepts move forward for how to do this next time better. This is very tough to do. All of you were involved with it last time, will be involved with it next time. From my personal perspective, it seems like you've taken a little card out of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors table that Supervisors Wiener and Campos, commissioners, understand of letting people come up, get their 3 minutes of time, and go back down. And I think that, from my experience in San Francisco, is a way for people to get their ideas out there, feel like they've been heard, but not necessarily shut down a meeting. Nonetheless, I think that it's important because the EIR and the plan are coming out at the same time. There's some concern from the Advisory Council that in the fear of some elements shutting down legitimate public meeting, that legitimate discussion and serious input will take a backseat. And I think that there's tremendous interest in making sure that there's other ways for people to get their ideas into the plan and affect them. And this is principally not on the projects, most of that's all taken care of, but on the policy questions, on the big matters of how do we actually achieve the plan going forward. So some thoughts on when you're doing phone outreach, when you're doing other things that aren't necessarily a big open public meeting, make sure that those are both about the content of the EIR and the content of the preferred plan. They're two separate processes and legal processes, but ultimately they're one set of policy issues that face the region and face you as commissioners. But we really wanted to commend staff on what they're doing and what they're putting forward, but make sure that there's room for some really legitimate dialogue in the short window you have before you have to adopt the final plan. So with that, those are the main things we discussed.
Thank you, Egon. Any questions or comments for Egon? Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you very much.
Our next order of business, I believe, is to hear from our Executive Director, Mr. Heminger.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy whatever else you celebrate. Festivus, maybe? I don't know. Just a few items on the list here because we had a short month in between the last meeting and this one. The first one, in summary of events, I found pretty fascinating. And that is Andy and I went down for a tour of Google. And we got there on a Google bus, and you've probably noticed these buses running around, especially San Francisco. They don't have Google on the side, but they're big Van Hools. And Google operates a fleet of 95 of these buses between seven counties in and around the Bay Area. In fact, if they were a public transit agency, they'd be the seventh largest bus agency in the Bay Area, and they're not alone. Apple provides quite a few shuttles, eBay, others, and I think it's important for us to start taking account of them in our planning. I know in San Francisco especially the issue has sort of risen to the fore because they often use Muni bus stops, and sometimes the Muni is waiting to get into the bus stop while the other bus is there. But it clearly is speaking to a need that has not been satisfied by our regular
public transit systems, and especially on the peninsula, we've always had the issue of people using Caltrain and then getting to the Caltrain station, and then what? And these buses obviously avoid that problem by essentially being pretty close to door-to-door. I also wanted to mention to you that we were there for a business meeting with Google because they do a pretty sophisticated transit information service worldwide. We do one that's probably even more so in terms of sophistication here in the Bay Area, and we've never been able really to pool forces and, I think, extract the most bang for our respective bucks. So we were there to talk about that as well and had a good session, so stay tuned. Andy and I also joined Brian and Sue on their latest investor trip to Chicago and New York. As you know, we're engaged in, like a lot of public agencies are right now and a lot of homeowners, refinancing some of our debt to take advantage of lower rates. We certainly accomplished that in this latest mode conversion, Brian calls it. We sold $450 million worth of bonds to replace some variable rate bonds that we have today. Those variable rate bonds, as you know, require bank liquidity, which requires fees paid to banks. This new debt will not. So we will save those bank fees. And the rates we got, as you saw in the report, are quite low, especially for some of this debt, which is still variable, going out as long as 15 years and not being able to be put back to BATA for any reason. So the refinancing strategy, I think, continues apace and continues to yield dividends for the toll program. Turning to the next page, we got another award from EPA. I'm getting a little nervous. We're getting so many awards from EPA. We must be doing something wrong, Jake. But this one was for the TOA Fund, the Transit-Oriented Affordable Housing Fund, that has been the subject of some debate before the commission in the last few months. So you might say this award was well-timed for the advocates of TOA, and that issue will be coming back to you for information in January and then for action in February. So be aware of that. About halfway down the second page, I mentioned something called E-Span East, and that refers to the fact that once we wind down our construction of the new E-Span of the Bay Bridge, the next big bridge project in the U.S. will be replacement of the Tappan Zee Bridge, which crosses the Hudson River north of Manhattan. And on Monday, the New York State Thruway Authority announced that the winning bid of $3.1 billion for the water crossing of that project was awarded to the same joint venture that's building our bridge, Fluor Corporation and American Bridge. They're even going to use a left coast lifter to construct the project. I've been asking for assurances that they won't rename it to try to curry favor with the New Yorkers, but I don't know if we can count on that. If you look in your packet, you'll see a before and after picture. The Tappan Zee Bridge, like the E-Span, is no glamour puss. And what the consortium is proposing to build is a cable stay bridge that, frankly, I don't think is up to the snuff of our E-Span, but it's certainly an improvement over what they have. And that work will be getting underway soon. And then we can, I guess, take comfort and pleasure in the overruns and challenges that they confront instead of vice versa. I included an odd bit of news in your packet, next to last item on that page, about the fiscal cliff. I think you're all well aware as elected officials that a lot of your constituents sort of want to have low taxes and high services and not necessarily reconcile those two questions. And in this recent survey from the Pew Center, that was true nationally. There were a lot of folks very supportive of raising taxes on somebody besides them. But they generally didn't like the notion of cutting services. What struck me is that they were asked about specific things that might be cut, and the one they liked the second least was transportation, roads and transportation, where two-thirds of Americans were opposed to that. Only education was higher. So if there's a silver lining in the cloud here, it perhaps is that infrastructure investment is rising in public consciousness as an important priority. And the map of the month, which is behind Commissioner Wiener's seat, is just the charging stations that we've got in the Bay Area for electric vehicles, as well as those we would like to build. Perhaps like the private transit, is another piece of infrastructure that we ought to be paying more and more attention to as time goes on. And I will conclude my report on that note.
Thank you, Steve. Any questions for Steve? Any comments? Thank you. Yes, Commissioner Cortese.
I was listening with particular interest to the report, the part of the report about Google, because I had the opportunity to go up there and have a similar experience, it sounds like. Extremely impressive. What's also impressive is how much they're doing with so few people. And in addition to incorporating them in somehow, as you were talking, Steve, it may be very worthwhile to try to figure out how to bring them into our operations analysis, not so much in terms of what people might jump to the conclusion and think I'm talking about of some kind of contracting out, but just in terms of sharing best practices, because you know, obviously as a business, as a corporation, they're very, very good at assembling data and moving information around, and somehow they're using that very, very efficiently in the transportation process. And I'm not suggesting that public transportation agencies aren't, but you know, there's got to be something to learn from what they're doing. So I'm sure that did not escape you when you were there, but I thought I'd put it on the record.
It didn't, and you know what they're doing is state of the art, and it's certainly the case that public transit in the Bay Area and elsewhere is not state of the art. It's more like 1970s maybe. For example, all their employees in their handheld can find out where any of the buses are at any given time, we're getting there with the regular public transit system, but it's slow going.
I just know I was in the room with six individuals, and I asked how big their team was. You know, once I received the full presentation, they said, "This is it." I still find it hard to believe. You know, even now, I'm sure they're telling me the truth, but just hard to believe that they're moving 54 buses around on time, and their on-time record is absolutely amazing. And all those buses are pretty much at capacity, with six people not only at the helm, but actually doing the operational work. So, again, that was my thought. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Haggerty?
Thank you. Steve, on the Left Coast Lifter, do we own that? Or?
Nope, contractor does.
They own it?
Yeah.
We helped them pay for it, I assume?
Of course we did.
Okay. Outside of the fact their new bridge is probably just as ugly as their old bridge, it's about half the cost of our bridge. Is this bridge just not as challenging?
Well, you know, one thing that I often remark on the same thing, Commissioner, when I go around the world and see a lot of these new bridges, one thing that is almost always true, and I didn't count the lanes up, but I bet it's true, is that our bridge is a lot wider. The New Bay Bridge East Span is 10 lanes of traffic, four shoulders, and a bike path. So it's essentially 15 lanes of steel and concrete. And most of these other bridges you see, even some of the ones that are better looking than ours, are two or three lanes each direction. I don't know, Tappan Zee, Andy, I'm looking at you if you might know, but I bet they're not building 15 lanes.
Thank you. Any other commissioner questions or comments?
Also, I would say the seismic demands we've got here are second to none, and New York is not in the same territory.
Thank you, Steve. Commissioner comments. Any comments by our commissioners? Yes.
Yes, just a comment about the SMART Board of Directors meeting today, which is happening as we speak over in Petaluma. Supervisor Valerie Brown, who is stepping down from her position on January the 8th as First District Supervisor in Sonoma County, will be stepping down today as Chair of the SMART Board of Directors. And secondly, I would just let you know that in my capacity as Chair of the Operations Committee, we did have a subcommittee meeting of the Transportation Management System Subcommittee prior to this meeting, and we expect to present to the Operations Committee a joint presentation by Caltrans District 4 and our staff here from the Operations Section. So, thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Commissioner Weiner.
Thank you. Just a comment to relating to the corporate shuttles. And I don't, Apple, at least I think my district is sort of at, in San Francisco, is at the epicenter, which is an enormous number of shuttles. I think Apple might actually have more than Google, at least based on what I've seen. It's also a pretty huge fleet. And if MTC is going to be doing any, you know, looking into this issue, the SFMTA has really done an enormous amount of work, and actually I think it's been quite productive in working cooperatively with the shuttles to have them not go on streets that are inappropriate, because sometimes they were going on really small streets, to make sure that when they are using muni stops, it's on lines that are coming every 10, 15, 20 minutes instead of the ones like on Mission Street that might be coming much more frequently, so it causes less conflict. So they've really done a good job, and I think it'll be worth contacting them about it.
Great. Thank you. Any other comments from commissioners? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Is there a motion to approve the consent?
Move consent.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Motion by Spearing, second by Rainworth. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any opposition? Seeing none, carries unanimously. We'll now move to committee reports. The admin committee, Commissioner Cortese.
Thank you. The Administration Committee met on November 14, 2012, and referred MTC Resolution Number 4057 Revised, which is an amendment to the Fiscal Year 2013-14 Overall Work Program, to include a reduction in allocations and to carry over unspent federal planning funds from Fiscal Year 2011-2012. I'd like to move approval of MTC Resolution 4057 Revised.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a motion. Do we have a second? Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Cortese, a second by Commissioner Kinsey. All in favor?
Madam Chair?
Yes,
I'm sorry. Just a quick question for staff in terms of procedure. In this item, I know it's something we've talked about before, Steve. There's reference to a memoranda in this case from the executive director dated April 4th of 2012. Is it possible that those memos can be included in links in the item so that way we can easily find them and better understand?
Sure, it is. Good idea.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Madam Chair, we have an additional item from the committee. The Administration Committee on December 12, 2012 met and referred MTC Resolution Number 1058 Revised to approve revisions to the Commission Procedures Manual to update for new board composition of 18 voting members commencing January 1, 2013, and to conform the text to current statutes and practices. We received a overview from council at that time, and I'd like to move the approval of that resolution number 1058 revised at this time.
Turn it off instead of turning on. Ding dong. Legislation Committee, Commissioner Haggerty.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Legislation Committee met on December 14th and referred one item to the Commission. The final 2013 advocacy program includes legislative and regulatory proposals that MTC will seek to sponsor or actively engage in bills as bills are introduced in Sacramento and Washington, D.C. I move adoption of the final 2013 advocacy program.
We have a motion to second, but we do have a comment by Commissioner Kinsey.
Yes, thank you. I support the
committee recommendation as it stands, but I did notice that there was one strategy in there related to project delivery. And, you know, I've had the benefit of talking with our district director at Caltrans a number of times about some of the frustrations that I hear from our community partners in DPWs and our own county Department of Public Works, that the permitting process is costly and time-consuming, that sometimes the design guidelines don't reflect a common-sense rationale. So I wanted to just highlight the importance of really trying to do more than just whine about project delivery problems. I think it's something that every community throughout the state faces. I do certainly understand the challenges that Caltrans has with resources, but I think that we really need to try and do a serious, make a serious run at identifying where we think practical changes could be made that would support us. And so one of the thoughts I've had about this is whether it would make sense for our commission to find some funding to actually survey and identify some of the highest priority, consistently felt problems that these different departments have throughout our region, and be able to use them to make the case for real meaningful change, and to do that in a way that makes sure that this any legislative effort or any administrative effort actually delivers something that we can feel good about. So it's a suggestion. Obviously, the budget process is a separate one, but I did want to emphasize that it's like the weather. We always talk about project delivery. So many of us have nightmares. Bijan has his own nightmares to talk about. I think he could be a tremendous resource to us in identifying changes he would like to see as well. But let's do more than just have it on a list and not do anything about it. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Rainwater?
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to thank Commissioner Kinsey for highlighting that. And I just wanted to echo the comments that he's made, and also add that because so many of our large capital projects involve voter-approved funds, that there's a higher expectation in terms of project delivery. And we represent to the voters that their money will be going to use these funds. The goals are set forward as to when they're going to be undertaken and completed. So I think that this is, as we look to more and more local funds funding these programs and projects, it's really important that we are able to work on these issues so that we can be reliable in terms of delivery. So I think that's really important. And I know our area that's got a lot of self-help dollars in our projects would be particularly interested too in supporting that.
Any other comments?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I would just state that I think that's an excellent idea, but I think what we ought to also do is to look at the regulatory agencies that we're working with and getting a report card on them as to, you know, whether or not they're sitting on these the CEQA documents or NEPA documents when they get them, how long it's taking them to get them back out for approval. I got, you know, when you said reform, I said fish and game. Any project that we have in Alameda County, it seems like fish and game is sitting on the corner of somebody's desk for a very long time. So I think that's also something we need to look at, and we need to look for a more immediate response from them.
So. I know we had a motion. Was there a second? Spearing second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you very much. Public comment, we have Jerry Grace.
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy holidays for everyone. He's still here. Oh, yeah, Green. I gotta let you know. I know you always be up here. It's a very good job, and I know you're a very good mayor out of Union City, the best person I know, and a lot of damage down there. I seen that still never got fixed yet, like broken sidewalk. But I know that's not your job. But I mean, people there never would look around, check it out, why that fixed up the sidewalk. They're broken up. I let you know that. But I know that's not his job. But the other hand, last time I was down at Marin County, Steve, I saw a lot of flooding next to just the freeway, but I know there's a lot of water and a lot of flooding, and I know San Francisco has a lot of flood, but I know it's a very bad year, and I know that I heard on the news, they ask people to move back, stay back, but I think it better somebody in Marin County look out next to the freeway at a bunch of waterways. Need to warn people about there because I see more and more cars going past. They'll go right over the water and splash everything. It'll splash on the people. People cross the street or something. Or something, you need to do something. Not the car cannot go on the water. Anytime there's a flood, that's the freeway, away the freeway, the whole lot of water. That I was down or came back. I saw the same thing again twice. And that's not really good, Marin County. But I know you supervisors are there. But remind them and please look out for where the water is.
I will try and drain the bay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jerry. Your time is up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a nice holiday, Jerry. I also want to announce that we have a little formal reception upstairs for Kevin and for Mark, so I hope you can all join us upstairs. And I would like to take this opportunity to adjourn this meeting in memory of two former Commissioner Mike Nevin and former MTC General Counsel Francis Chin. Mike passed away on December 1st. He had served as San Mateo County's representative on MTC from 2001 to 2005. During his tenure, he served as chair of the BATA Oversight Committee from 2002 through 2005. And our condolences go out to his wife, Kathleen, his sons, Mike Jr., Tim, and daughter, Michelle Nevin Levine, and his father, Edward J. Nevin, and his five grandchildren. Also, Francis Chin passed away on December 3rd. He served as our general counsel to MTC for more than 30 years. He came to MTC in 1979 when the agency was still in its early stages and built the legal department and case history from the ground up. He retired from MTC in 2010, and during his tenure, he championed the Brown Act open meeting rules, Prop 73, campaign reform law, and other such good government measures at MTC. Our condolences to his wife, Lillian, his daughter, Candace, and his son, Gregory. If we could please observe a moment of silence. Thank you. And with that, I'd also like to wish each and every one of you a happy holiday season and a safe new year. So thank you all. And we'll move upstairs for a little reception.